with Natalie Garcia. Welcome back to Bruin News. This is our first episode of the 2018-2019 school year. Our shows this year are going to be a little shorter and fewer and far between because we are working on creating a Bruin newsletter that we're going to call the Brookings Bulletin. We've got a lot of great news to catch up on now that a few months of school have passed, so let's get going. The first quarter of the school year has ended. That means we're halfway through the first semester. Many classes have locked in their grades for first semester, so if you have a missing assignment from the first quarter, you'll need to ask your teacher if you can still get credit. The winter sports season is gearing up right now. Boys and girls basketball is getting started as well as wrestling, so find your coaches and let them know if you want to get involved. Even if you're not a player, teams need managers and other volunteers. There's a girls' soccer banquet on the 28th of November. Contact the high school to learn more. Gavin Humphrey is a high school student who offers guitar lessons as part of his senior project. If you'd like to learn guitar, reach out to Gavin. If you're interested in telling stories, writing articles, conducting interviews, or doing anything related to news, journalism, politics, or the arts, please reach out to Bruin News. Talk to Isabella Freitas, Natalie Garcia, or Mr. Tittman to learn more about our opportunities. Some important school holidays and finals are coming up in the next couple of months. The 19th to the 23rd of November is a no-school week, and the public holiday of Thanksgiving Day on the 22nd, a Thursday. Winter break for our school is from December 24th to January 4th. Kids will be back to school on the 7th of January, and the first semester finals are on the 22nd through the 24th of January of 2019. There will be another ASVAB test on November 30th, so sign up if you're interested. On December 14th, there will be a trip to University of Oregon, so come by if you're interested in learning more about the university as well as touring the campus. I went on the trip last year and it was cold, but I had a great time learning about all the programs and opportunities I have there. There's a new club. It's Brookings Harbor High School Historical Society. They'll be meeting Mondays at 8 a.m. in Miss Garvin's room, and they like to do community service, cataloging local history, as well as making brand new historical exhibits.
Bruin News talked to new Brookings Harbor High School Vice Principal Mark Hebert, who we hope to interview on this show at some point in the near future. Mr. Hebert told us that 15 students have gone through the early stages of the new truancy program at the high school, and 14 of those students turned it around. Only one student needed to go all the way to truancy court, and at truancy court, they did establish a plan of action on how to move forward and get back into regular attendance at the school. Mr. Hebert is positive that the program is doing what it's supposed to do.
Mr. Hebert also wanted us to know that we'll be establishing new positive behavior intervention systems here at the school. Senior pictures and quotes are due on February 28th.
Senior pictures and quotes are due on February 28th.
Senior pictures and quotes are due February 28th.
Senior pictures and quotes are due on February 28th. Why did we say it so many times, Ms. Garcia?
Because it was repeated at least 8 times on the same poster posted various times around the school.
I think they want you to know that senior pictures and quotes are due when?
They're due on February 28th. Last year's yearbooks are now here. Finally. They're amazing. They have paper, various photos, as per usual. Got some lovely scenery made by Annika Nelson, practically. If you ordered a yearbook, come by down the office to pick it up.
This is Bruin News interview with Jacob Benson. On November the 28th, an unknown company was working on telephone poles along Pioneer Road in front of the Brookings Harbor High School. The company, using power tools, severed the telephone lines providing the school with a telephone connection. This left the entire school unable to place or receive telephone calls outside of the school. According to BHHS Secretary Tina Peters, this meant that the office staff were unable to receive or place calls to parents or guardians about their students in school using the school's landline telephone system. The Brookings Harbor High School has reached out to the telecom company Frontier, who sent technicians up from the Klamath, California to Crescent City, where they picked up needed parts. The Frontier technicians then came and worked on the severed telephone lines. They were successful in their efforts to repair the connection. Tina Peters reported that the phones were down on the 28th for approximately 3 hours.
Interviewer Kedrick Hoy here with a short article about whether students should have a way to anonymously insert opinions about school-related subjects. I interviewed a few of my peers and a teacher of the Brookings Harbor High School. I asked my anonymous interviewees a few questions to get more information on the subject. One of my anonymous interviewees, a student, said, "I believe they should absolutely, because school is to benefit students. So it should be tailored towards the students. School is for students to learn and not for teachers to be paid. No point in public education if it is not teaching." An anonymous teacher said, "Yes, and I believe that if they want to, they already can. If a student wants to, they can write or type a message and put it in a teacher's mailbox or hand it to Tina or Sandy at the office." Then I asked another anonymous student this exact same question. They said, "Yes, because sometimes there's some things you can't go up to someone and say. It would be easier to report someone in this anonymous way." Then I asked myself the same exact question. I thought that yes, this should happen, because it would make students stand up more and input their opinion about the school more often. I then asked another question. I asked my anonymous interviewees whether they think that there would be any benefits of this happening and what they think those benefits would be. One of the anonymous students said, "Based on public opinion, improvements can be made that otherwise wouldn't, and this way students should be more confident to speak up." The anonymous teacher that I interviewed said, "Students concerned about the privacy or potential repercussions can more freely express their concerns." My final student stated, "More students would get reported for illegal activities. More teachers would get reported for incorrect behavior / activities." I then asked myself the same exact question again, and I said that school would be able to report students, teachers, change things that students would want changed, and could make teenagers happier and less mopey about school. After this, I asked my group of interviewees what a con of this happening is, if there are any cons to this. My first student said that someone could write the same vote over and over, but even then there would probably be a public vote to make sure that this didn't happen. I do not see any other cons that cannot be dealt with. Then from my anonymous teacher, they said students could use it as a method of pranking. And then my last student also said memes. People would just stick stuff in the box. I then asked myself the same exact question just like I did before. And I said that vandalism, rigging, and bad suggestions that are accepted would be made into the box. In conclusion, from my interviews, I have drawn that making an anonymous way to input concerns about the school is an accepted idea by many, by my peers, and by one of the staffs from the BHHS and probably many others. I have drawn also that there are good benefits from doing this and very little cons that have simple fixes. Come down to VGDC. We are accepting new students and members. Of course, it won't be the normal VGDC that you were thinking. We will actually try to make games, and we hope to make progress by the end of the year. Please come down. New students are accepted, and everyone is accepted and welcome. We'll have fun. Like always, Kendrick.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.